to Mishnah 1. Okay, so now this Mishnah is going into, this chapter is now going into a different topic, because up to now, we've been dealing with getting a vow annulled by a sage. And as we've seen, so what happens, you go to the sage, he finds some reason why you would regret your vow, and then based on that, he can annul the vow. This is dealing with the right of a father or to revoke the vow of a daughter. We'll see the limits of it, and also the right of a husband to revoke certain kinds of vows of his wife. So an interesting thing in the background the Kachi brings is few differences between a sage annulling a vow and a father or a daughter or a husband revoking it. So, for example, he says when a sage annuls a vow, it's retroactively annulled. It's annulled as if it never happened. But when a father or a husband revokes a vow, it's only revoked from then on. So that's not revoked. The vow doesn't go back retroactively. Yeah. So we'll see a few other things. But so it says Nairu Marasa, betrothed girl. So Nairu is a certain age of girl between 12 and 12 and a half. So a girl below the age of 12 is a minor. From 12 to 12 and a half, she's a Nairu. She falls into this category. And then from 12 and a half onwards, so that's when she becomes an adult.
For all purposes.
Yeah. Also she needs to have certain signs of puberty, but from 12 and a half onwards, that's when she's a major. So this is Naira Marasa, betrothed girl. So this is a girl between 12 and 12 and a half that gets betrothed. She's still living in her father's house. She hasn't completed the marriage yet, and she's that age. So Avia Ubala Meferin Nadare. So both her husband and her father have the ability to revoke her vows. But hefer avelo hefer abal, if the one revokes the vow and the other one doesn't, so the father revokes the vow, but her betrothed husband doesn't, or hefer abal velo hefer av, the other way around, that her husband revokes the vow and her father doesn't, ein mufa, the vow isn't revoked. When she's in this state, both of them have to agree to revoking the vow. If they both don't agree, then the vow isn't revoked. And it's not necessary to state the case that if one of them, upholds the vow. So if one of them upholds the vow, then dafka, the vow isn't revoked.